The word today is fatherless. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. One of the most beautiful characteristics of God is His compassion. He's a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows and the weak. God wishes to show His tenderness to those who struggle. Some grew up under difficult circumstances and did not see proper support and love. But if you are lonely or isolated, Jesus wishes to befriend you. Here to share more about this encouraging topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Fatherless.
I'd like to share with you today Psalm 68, the first six verses, and then we'll have some discussion about family. May God arise, may His enemies be scattered, may His foes flee from before Him. As smoke is blown away by the wind, may you blow them away. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing praise to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. And rejoice before Him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. You can see a contrast that is drawn here between the goodly, godly people, the righteous ones who love the Lord and are living in families and are respecting their roles as parents and as children to obey their mothers and fathers. You can see how culture and society is working well there. And then in contrast, you see this fierce anger of God upon the wicked. He's going to blow them away like the wind, and like wax dissipates because of fire. The Lord is going to do away with the unrighteous and the wicked. Talking about families, there are two very distinct attitudes in the world today. Increasingly, there are some individuals, especially in the Western part of the world, that are trying to remake family, redesign it, trying to oppose and destroy how God created family, male and female, mother and father. This is the way it was from the creation. This is how it is written into our genetics, in our DNA. We actually have different chromosomes to indicate male and female, and there are many that are vehemently working hard to destroy that understanding of masculinity and femininity, of mothers and fathers. Now, that aberration, that mistake, is gaining traction. It's gaining a lot of support in the Western world. On the other side, we have the biblical understanding and also the scientific understanding that men and women, male and female, are in two genders, and that families of mothers and fathers are a superior sociological unit. It's the best way to raise children. It's the best way to have a stable culture, a stable society. God designed it this way. Well, why do we have so much of this other strangeness happening? Why are so many departing from that simple, clear, and effective understanding of mothers and fathers and children? It's because they've rejected the Lord God. Typically, when people disdain and despise God, they will depart from His will and can do all kinds of evil and all kinds of wickedness. The sky is the limit for the creativity of sinful humans who do not want to follow the will of God. But know this, the key to a stable culture is found in the fourth commandment. You shall honor your father and mother, that it will go well with you, and you will live long in the land. Now, you notice there, mother and father, that harkens back to the creation account of male and female. A culture is only going to be stable and fit and healthy if the family unit, the way the Lord God designed it, is at the center. If the culture departs from that, the whole society is going to start falling apart. And this promise that you will live long in the land that the Lord God will give you if you honor father and mother, that's a promise for cultural stability. That means that sociologically there will be peace and respect of authorities and elders in the land. When a culture goes the opposite direction, there is less stability, there is less respect, there is less lawfulness, and the entire culture starts to fall apart. There are a lot of threats to culture in our world today. There's isolation and loneliness. There's a lot of sense of individualism, that individuals think they're more important than the family unit. And in fact, that was one of the turns in the Western world away from God, was when the individual became more important than the family. That's not good, and it doesn't lead to godliness and blessings for a society. We also have a lot of threats from technology. Now, technology can bring us good things like eyeglasses and contact lenses, but it can also bring us bad things like abortion. So we have a lot of threats and a lot of dangers in the world to family today. And we need to pray that God protects mothers and fathers and children. The Lord says here in verse 5 that he is a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. It also says that he leads forth the prisoners with singing. Why are they singing? Because they've been set free. You know, around the world, there are tens of millions, now I think hundreds of millions of people that are either fatherless, either a widow or a prisoner. And if that describes you, I want you to pay attention. The Lord God has a special concern for you. He has a heart of compassion for you. He sees the pain. He sees the loneliness. And he has provided a redeemer for you, a Savior, Jesus Christ. He wishes to take you from this painful life, from this lonely, sorrowful life. He wants to give you a life everlasting. He wants to give you recompense for the pain, for the sorrow, for the trials you've endured. You didn't ask for it. You didn't do anything to deserve it. It was part of the way the world went and the way people treated you. The Lord God wishes to bring you healing. He wishes to bring you forgiveness. He wants compassion for you. Please come to Jesus Christ and find the Lord God, the Father who has empathy and who has provided comfort for you. He wants to give you a gift of eternal life to compensate for the pain, the struggle, the sorrow that you have gone through. He has a special recognition and concern for the widows, for the fatherless. You know, one of the things that many people are surprised when they first hear is how many barren women who were not able to conceive are actually in the lineage of Jesus, in the family tree of Jesus. Two ladies, Rachel and Rebecca, were childless, and the Lord allowed them to conceive children, and they became a part of the lineage of Jesus himself. Two women, Naomi and Ruth, were both widows. And again, they were enabled by God to marry. Ruth was enabled to marry and became a part of the lineage of Jesus by giving birth to a son named Obed. We see Esther, who was an orphan. And we see all of these individuals that went through painful life experiences, whom God wove into the history of salvation. All these people leading up in the family line, leading to Jesus. What does that tell us? It tells us that Jesus came to save people in real life, painful, difficult, tough situations. He came in order to bring us healing. He came in order to save us from all the catastrophes and calamities of life and all the pain that comes into families. You know, there is a statement here in verse 2, and it talks about the retribution of God. And may the wicked perish before God and the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. God's judgment is real. He's not going to let the wicked get away with it forever. There will be a day of reckoning. The judgment of Christ is going to come, and I don't want you to end up being condemned by God to hell. I hope that you'll repent of your sin. I hope that you'll come to Jesus, because he will stand as judge of the living and the dead. And wouldn't you rather have Christ forgive you and welcome you as someone who is reformed, someone who has learned the importance of male and female, of mother and father, of family the way God designed it? If you're living an alternative sexual lifestyle and deviancy, please repent. Please turn from this. This is not how science and the Lord God says you're to live. It will bring you sorrow. It will bring you death. And this is not what God wants for you. God wants you to receive mercy and forgiveness. He wants to welcome you as a Heavenly Father. Please come back to the family. What I'm talking about is the Christian family. Come to join with Christians in worshiping God, receiving the body and blood of Jesus in the Lord's Supper, praising and praying to him. Come to God the Father. He loves you. He wants you to be appropriate and proper in all of your ways. And in doing so, find eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.